Jurassic Park.
Welcome into a solo edition of Box Office Quarterbacks. My name is Jeff. Today, I'm going to be talking about the upcoming Jurassic World 4, or at least a continuation of Jurassic World and the Jurassic Park franchise that was announced a few weeks ago. We have already had two directors on this project, and we haven't even known about it for a while. First, David Leitch was attached to direct, and not everybody seemed to be on board with it. You know, he directed Deadpool 2, but when it comes to the Jurassic franchise, we as like a community of people who love this movie were really hoping to get somebody that was more of a creative eye as opposed to a heavy action director like we've got in the past three movies, where, you know, the dinosaur action came first, the human story became last. So we got maybe the best choice out there as a consolation prize, which is pretty crazy. We have Gareth Edwards is going to direct this upcoming sequel that is written by David Koepp, who wrote the original two movies in the franchise, Jurassic Park and The Lost World, Jurassic Park. So having a tag team like that back on this franchise, I think really is making people see this movie in a new light. Because honestly, after Jurassic World Dominion, whether you liked it or hated it, people were ready for this franchise to go to bed for good. They kind of milked it for all it's worth, honestly. And I am the biggest fan of this franchise. Like, me and my wife had the song play at our wedding. I have, you know, so much Jurassic Park and World merch. It's the first movie that I remember seeing in theaters, and I made my mom take me to see it like five different times in theaters after I saw it. It means a lot to me. But the Jurassic World franchise, I think it started great. I really did like that first movie directed by Colin Trevorrow, but I think it really did wear out its welcome as those movies went on. Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom is still my least favorite movie in this franchise, where you're taking dinosaurs to the mainland for the first, or actually for the second time after The Lost World Jurassic Park, but you put them in a mansion and you try to make a haunted house movie. It was just not for me. And then Jurassic World Dominion, I did like a little bit better, but after I rewatched it recently, there's just like a lot that there isn't, that you really can't love in it as well. There's a clone storyline with one of the little girls in this movie. You retcon one of the creators of Jurassic Park. You just, hey, this Benjamin Lockwood guy has been around forever and ever, and we had literally never heard of him up until the second movie in a sequel franchise. I didn't like that either. Chris Pratt, who I do like as an actor, I think was very misused in the Jurassic World franchise. You know, he is best when he gets to joke off of other actors and kind of like improvise performances. When you try to make him like generic action movie guy, it just didn't work for the three movies that we got. And then he does the whole hand motion thing to a raptor every 5 seconds. You would have thought that a raptor would have bitten his hand off at a certain point if he keeps holding his hand up to a dinosaur's face. I did love seeing Alan Grant and Ellie Sattler and Ian Malcolm back in the last movie, but they weren't used the greatest. And I know a lot of people were very mad about the locust storyline that we did get in there as well. And that leads us back to Gareth Edwards, who directed Monsters in 2010, which was a low budget movie. I think I heard it cost $500,000 to make, and it made $5 million. He did the special effects all by himself. That led him getting the 2014 Godzilla job, which launched a whole cinematic universe, and it's still going today. Like, I did like that first Godzilla movie. I still won't forgive how they treated Bryan Cranston's character in that movie, but nevertheless, it was such a great summer blockbuster at the time. And now you have Monarch Legacy of Monsters, you have another Kong and Godzilla movie coming out. The DNA of a Jurassic Park movie is definitely in this guy's directing. He directed one of the best Star Wars movies that we've gotten in Rogue One, A Star Wars Story, and that jump-started a whole spinoff with Andor and everything like that. The guy knows how to direct, and he knows how to make things visually appealing. Just go watch The Creator, which is his latest movie with John David Washington. It is such a beautiful movie to look at, and the story itself is very emotional, very heartbreaking. So this guy, Gareth Edwards, knows how to make a great story in a fictionalized world, and I think he is just the perfect choice we could have asked for when it comes to the Jurassic World franchise. You know, we're going to ramp up filming soon. This movie is supposed to release in July of 2025, which is an accelerated timeline, and I think that's why a lot of people were worried when David Leitch came on to direct. You know, nothing bad against the John Wick movies or Deadpool 2. It's just that is not what we were looking for when it came to getting this whole series back on track, because it desperately does need a reboot. I, for one, never really cared about dinosaurs in the real world. I would have watched Island Rescue Stories forever. So there's just something magical about a smaller self-contained story. Like, I do think that Jurassic Park 3 is a movie that's aged better than the consensus of what people thought about it when it did come out, because it is a smaller story. It's very self-contained. You only have, you know, a certain amount of dinosaurs that are on screen when you compare it to Jurassic World Dominion, where you have every single species of dinosaur that we have never gotten on screen. You have a big bad dinosaur who barely does anything in the Giganotosaurus or the Giganotosaurus. And like, it just didn't feel threatening. It didn't feel special. And that's where I think Gareth Edwards can come in. He knows how to focus on like the monsters in his movies. If you go back and watch a 2014 Godzilla, Godzilla doesn't have that much screen time, but when he does, he really does make it count. And that's what I really did love about that movie. And the other kaijus that are in there as well are very great antagonists in that movie. So I do think that we are on the right path with this movie. And is for somebody who's loved this franchise since the beginning, having the writer of the original two movies back, I think is going to be a huge help, because The Lost World Jurassic Park and Jurassic Park are such different movies, but so good in their own different ways. David Capp really knows how to write characters in a dynamic way. Like, you have John Hammond, and you know how he grew over the first movie to regret the consequences of his own actions. And then Ian Malcolm's arc from Jurassic Park to the Lost World Jurassic Park, I thought it's just some of the best writing that we got in action movies over the past three decades. So there is nothing but excitement for me here. And I think the general public can get behind a movie from some pretty impressive veterans of this genre. So, yeah, I just wanted to talk about the franchise a little bit and give my thoughts on some pretty exciting news, probably the most exciting news we've gotten in this franchise in a while. But let us know your thoughts on the upcoming Jurassic World sequel. But this has been a solo edition of Box Office Quarterbacks. I'm Jeff. We will be back next week with another episode. You could also, until then, check out our sponsor, Rival Fantasy Sports. You can go to joinrival.com/boxofficeqbs for $25 in free play, $10 on your first deposit, and up to a $200 deposit match. Get free money, win more money. That's the beautiful thing about that. But I am Jeff. This has been Box Office Quarterbacks. We'll see you guys very, very soon.